It is Monday morning, and of course, around here, we're positive. And I bring in the man that's got the positivity on the positive.
I like how you worded that there. That was kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah, you got to be pee happy around here.
That's right. A little 2025 action for us, McCurley. Yeah. We are rolling in with something kind of positive going on in our neck of the woods, I would say. But it's in Ellic City, which is not too far, but it's Mr. El Toro Freeman. That name rings a bell, huh?
Absolutely. Big-time career.
Big-time career, and as good as he was on the football field, you know, he was a national champion at Auburn. He was a junior college national champion. But as good as he was on the field, he's even better off the field, McCurley. What he's doing now and what he's up to now, I know we've had him in studio a little over a year ago. El Toro's mind is amazing. He is, when we hear the word entrepreneur,
yeah,
you know, entrepreneur starts with E, El Toro starts with E. This man does a little bit of everything. He has a business in Ellic City. It's called Reputation on the Line. Now, Reputation on the Line, it's got a wonderful story to it, and he'll share it, but he does car detailing, he does car washing, he runs a barber shop out of there. He has a Reputation on the Line award where he goes around to schools, spotlights student athletes, both male and female, on their academics and their athletic success. We got a couple things in the works that we're real excited about. We're going to start in Talladega County, and I just think it's so amazing that El Toro is choosing to serve. And I know we talk about that a lot and kind of sound like a broken record with the positive press about it, but that's the point of life, is to serve and to bless others. And that's what El Toro's doing. I just think that's wonderful and positive.
Yeah, and I'll touch back to what we talked about in our last two or three positive presses with young people, how they are influenced at a young age, how we talked about taking kids to see the needy, and how we talked about giving back. Obviously, at a young age, despite his career as an athlete, he learned something at a young age, what it means to serve and what it means to give back.
He's just got it, you know, for lack of a better word, the word it, he's got it figured out.
Yeah.
And I just, ultimately in life, people never forget how you make them feel. I can remember working at Childersburg and him coming to Childersburg to gift our students a Reputation on the Line award. And we've had conversations since then and have formed a friendship. But he is one of those people that just makes you feel appreciated. He makes you feel welcome. He just makes you feel good. And I know he's a high-energy guy. I mean, for goodness sake, he was a linebacker. He had to be. But he is all about just positive, smiling. I know he's had some things go on in the last year that he has just, you know, kept going, and I admire that.
Yeah, you've got to admire a guy who, first of all, he's doing it in his hometown.
That's
I mean,
that's
he's giving
wonderful.
Back to home people.
That is so cool to me.
And I mean, he could have went anywhere in the world, and done this, but he chose to do it here. And I know recently you ran into him in Silicon.
I did, and I got to see him at Walmart, and not to share too much of what he was doing, but he was in there buying a bicycle for someone at Christmas.
Yeah, he don't need a bike.
And and he come up to me, hugged my neck, asked how I was doing and how things were going. And I just, it made me think to not only appreciate that moment, but also just to spotlight him, give him a shout out and make more people aware of his Reputation on the Line that he's doing and all the stuff that he's involved in, because even though he may have several feet in the fire, they're all positive, and he's making such a difference. And like you said, not only is he making that positive difference, but it's in his community, the impact in his community. He can go in any store, any restaurant, any place in Ellic City, and they're going to know him as El Toro. Some may call him Toro. He's making a change, you know, be the change you want to see. That's what he's doing, and that's just wonderful. And, you know, I'm an Auburn fan, but I'm not a diehard or anything like that.
Sure, you
know, I played baseball at University of West Alabama, so that's really where my ties are. But I remember the Iron Bowl interview, the post-game interview. You know, they had the camera and Mike right in front of his face. And here's a true testament to his character and who he is. Number one, it's just a raw, passionate interview. You know, they had just had the cam back. And he did nothing but give a shout-out to his brother.
Yeah.
He did nothing but say, we did it, we, not I. He talked about his coaches, his teammates, and in the moment for him to do that when when he probably doesn't remember at all because
as a 21 year old,
exactly, his emotions were on high. To just simply not be selfish,
That's right.
Hey, it's my brother. We did it. My teammates, my coaches, it's all about the team. And that's El Toro's mindset, and that's why he's successful in what he's doing now. And not only is he successful in what he's doing now, but watch it where he's headed.
I'm anxious to see where he's going to wind up.
It's just wonderful to not only see his success, but, there'll be others that he takes under his wing. And we talked about my nephew Caleb Woods last week kind of inspiring others. That's what El Toro does. There's always a leader of the pack, and he's no doubt the leader of the pack. A wonderful, wonderful man.
What do you tell everybody every week?
Guys, go dominate your week.